clearly the teaching of the readings is on the prayer of petition, right? Ask God and he'll give it to you. It's pretty simple. So we have in this first reading the example of Queen Esther, who Jewess, married to the king, and this evil fellow, Mordecai, had organized. This happens to the Jews almost every century, doesn't it? Wipe them out. And it starts back with our friend Mordecai. And she goes to pray. Now, she probably got those maidservants to pray. They're probably all pagans. She's the Jewess, I mean, and she's in a whole totally pagan environment. But she prayed. She asked God. Now, that's different from just kind of throwing something up there and hoping that it comes. You know, that's prayer. She's talking to God. She's, you know, if you want, arguing with God. You know, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you always free those who are pleasing to you. So now, help me who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord my God. Do you see how we learn to pray? God is real. And he wants to hear from us. And he wants us to pray to him. And not just for ourselves. Look at this poor world. Intercede for this world. And then our Lord himself, the living, eternal Son of God, now made man, who's praying in his humanity to the Father and submitting to the Father. He says in the garden, Lord, Father, if there's any way around this, I would prefer it, but not what I will, but what you will. And I've given you that famous phrase before, we're saved by the human decision of a divine person. But he's talking to the Father. And now, in this instruction for today, you know, he's promising. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Do you believe that? You know, we kind of pray sometimes like, I don't know what, throw it up there and hope something happens. Does that mean we'll always get what we ask for? No. But you know, or we're going to get it right away? No. It always comes to me, if you have an ice cream cone and a little kid's running up there, you know, and you just, they'll take it and run. I mean, they won't even look at you, you know, they got their ice cream. But if you hold it for a while, well, he's got to look up at you. That's why God doesn't answer right away. Because he's not an infinite aspirin. He's God. And the precious thing, the thing we need more than anything else, is to know him and to trust him and to delight to do his will. More than anything else, that's what we need. Otherwise, we're asking something from God, whoever he is. And he doesn't want that. He says here, you see, if you who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father will give good things. And so, this is a teaching on prayer of petition. But one dimension of the prayer of petition is intercession. Not only do I need all my ice cream cones, but there's a world out there that doesn't even know him. And he's telling us, pray for them. I want to hear your prayer. I'm guaranteeing you that if you're praying, I'm going to hear you. Do you think there's anything wrong with the world you live in? Have you noticed anything going wrong with your country? Well, why don't you come to me? Pray. Intercede. And let the heart of Christ take over our heart. Pray with his heart. You know, it says in Romans 8, there's this, we don't know how to pray. Everybody knows that. We don't know what to ask for as we are, but the Holy Spirit comes himself. And he prays in our heart. Did you know that? It's God in us praying to God. And he's always heard. Why? Well, because, you see, earlier in that same chapter, it's later, but it doesn't make any difference. It says, you know, who's going to separate us from the love of God, meaning the Father? You know, sword, famine, blah, blah, blah. Isn't Christ? Is it going to be Christ who's going to let us down? He's interceding for us. Doesn't it say that? Believe me, it does if you don't remember. It says, you know, well now, how does that work? The Holy Spirit takes that intercession of Jesus Christ and puts it into us so that we're praying with the very soul and heart of Jesus. And it's got to be heard. That's prayer. To learn to give our heart and mind over. Well, that means what? We got to turn from sin first and foremost, right? I mean, but intercession, I was thinking of Therese this morning. She's been a great friend of mine since I was really young. But her whole life was taken over by the intercession of Jesus for the world, right? I'll give you my whole life here. Do what you want. In other words, this is instruction from the Trinity on how to pray. Learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. Learn to have his preoccupations, your preoccupations. And that way we grow up and our prayer is heard. Have compassion. Because you see, God likes, how can I say this? Like, well, look at this. Our Lord is in heaven. His body is radiant, glorious, and enthralls the angels, right? But it still has holes. He shows these wounds to the Father eternally to intercede for us. But God likes things to be on earth. Jesus could have said, come together, somebody's cell phone is going. Don't you think? Let's all pray till they find out. Maybe it's outside. Okay, doesn't make any difference. But you see, for instance, Jesus could have said, I want you to all get together and think about my passion and resurrection and have a little wine and bread and then go home. That's not what he did, is it? He said, this is my body. This is my blood. Here I am, physically present to you, fixed in the act of love in which I died. Come and receive that. It's on earth now, not just in heaven. See what I'm trying to say? You don't. You do. It's on earth. You see? It's here. Well, Jesus' prayer is here. It's not just going on up there. It's going on here. And that's where you get these great intercessors like Therese. The prayer of Jesus is just taking over her whole life. And that's why she offers herself as a victim to the merciful love of God. Like Jesus. And so There is Jesus in Thérèse, carrying the whole world. The patron saint of atheists. I always look on her that way. When she was dying, except for one tiny point in her spirit, she was convinced there was no more. There's no God, there's no nothing. I'm going to put my body in a hole in the ground, and that's it. Except for one tiny point in her spirit. Only God knows, and we'll know if we ask her when we see her, how many thousands of people have gone from being godless to knowing God and loving Him through her intercession. She's the patron saint of atheists. She went down into that pit and intercedes from that pit. And so you see how Jesus, the Father, want those realities to be here on earth where we can touch them and experience them. That's what happens with this bread and wine, right? It's the body and blood of Jesus. Here, not just in heaven. That's prayer. It's the prayer of Jesus, always living to make intercession for us. Here. That's why the Lord says, why Our Lady, somebody counted, but I forgot what they said, 60, 80 times she's come to this earth in the last century, every time to say the same thing, right? Pray. Pray for the mess the world is in. Right? It's to get the prayer of Jesus back on earth. Well, yeah, I guess you got it anyway. Ask the Lord, you know, and for part of that He knows the heart of the Father, doesn't He? Because He's one with them from all eternity. He's equal to Him. So He knows what the Father wants. He wants this whole world to come to know Him and to be relieved of their fears and anxieties and to love each other.